with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Joining the Twin Cities, the state of Minnesota is taking the Trump administration to court.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison and the cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul are jointly suing the Trump administration over the influx of federal immigration agents taking over the Twin Cities. The lawsuit seeks to stop the unprecedented surge of more than 2,000 federal agents deployed by the Department of Homeland Security that has resulted in the killing of a 37-year-old mother and countless claims of civil rights abuses since the Department of Homeland Security forces began taking hold in Minnesota last year. Bill Alexander, Washington.
And the White House says video makes it clear the tragic death of the anti-ICE motorist was an act of self-defense on the part of the agent who fired the shots. Democrat Senator Mark Kelly is suing the Pentagon.
The lawsuit comes a week after Defense Secretary Hegseth censured Kelly over his participation in a video that called on troops to resist unlawful orders. Kelly claims the Trump administration is trampling on his constitutional rights to free speech. The Pentagon's action could result in a demotion from Kelly's retired rank of captain and subsequent reduction in retirement pay. The suit asks the court to rule that the censure letter and any other punishments against the senator are unlawful and unconstitutional. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The investigation of Fed Chair Powell, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says that is a Justice Department matter.
The president has every right to criticize the Fed chair. He has a First Amendment right, just like all of you do. And one thing for sure, the president's made it quite clear, is Jerome Powell is bad at his job. As for whether or not Jerome Powell is a criminal, that's an answer the Department of Justice is going to have to find out.
Inflation virtually unchanged last month. That according to the government's just-released report on consumer prices. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 47 points. This is SRN News. The Heritage Foundation issues a warning.
The influential conservative think tank says the family is in decline in this country, and if that isn't reversed, the U.S. is headed for calamity. Heritage President Kevin Roberts says, quote, "Our country will not survive if families continue to crumble at this rate." The report urges federal government action, including a $2,500 investment account for every newborn, child tax credits, and marriage boot camps designed to strengthen relationships. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas A&M University faculty have been informed that around 200 courses in the College of Arts and Sciences might be affected by a new policy designed to eliminate DEI and promotion of the LGBT agenda. The A&M System Board of Regents approved the policy in November, requiring campus presidents to okay courses on topics related to sexual orientation or so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. An arson suspect admitted to targeting a historic Mississippi synagogue because it's a Jewish house of worship.
Stephen Pittman was charged Monday with maliciously damaging or destroying a building by means of fire or an explosive. The weekend fire ripped through the Beth Israel congregation in Jackson, Mississippi shortly after 3 a.m. on Saturday. No congregants or firefighters were injured in the blaze. Security camera footage released Monday by the synagogue shows a masked and hooded person using a gas can to pour a liquid on the floor and a couch in the building's lobby. Keith Peters, Washington.
No longer underpinned by taxpayer dollars, PBS News Weekend, the companion to the weekday news hour program, has signed off, fading to black due to federal funding cuts to public broadcasting. On Wall Street, NASDAQ futures 82 points higher, S&P futures are up 17. More details, srnnews.com.